This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The big education story getting a lot of press right now is the newfound energy a lot of teachers' unions have. Thousands of teachers in Arizona and Colorado walked out today protesting low pay and low funding for their state's public schools. Education's a big story in Puerto Rico right now, too, just not getting a whole lot of press. Schools there are in the middle of a massive reorganization. 280 public schools are going to close, resources are going to be pooled, and charter schools and vouchers are on their way. Yes, it's about Hurricane Maria, in part. Lizzie O'Leary, the host of Marketplace Weekend, has that story.
It's pretty normal to have a bunch of teachers, parents, and kids outside an elementary school at 7:45 in the morning. Generally, though, you don't see a 7-year-old chanting with a protest sign. They're saying, "I want a school that's open." And they're referring to John F. Kennedy Elementary School in Toa Baja, about 15 miles outside San Juan. JFK is one of 280 public schools slated to close over the summer. That's roughly a third of the island's schools. Enrollment has dropped across Puerto Rico since Hurricane Maria. The education department says it's down by 38,000 students since May. Uria Vargas sends her daughter Gabriela to JFK. She's 9, and she's a special ed student. If the school closes, Vargas says, the next school closest to them is 30 minutes away. Even though she has a car, she says getting there would be really difficult and it would really affect them. What the island's government wants to do is consolidate schools, some with declining enrollment and some with lower test scores or buildings in bad shape. Teachers' unions are fighting the closures and a plan from the governor that would allow for charter school and voucher pilot programs starting in 2019. JFK Elementary's building has a pretty courtyard and cheerful decorations. Online records show the school's test scores need work and that the number of students here has declined in the past few years as the island suffered its debt crisis. But teachers argue that the numbers are bouncing back, even as they note that the principal left for the mainland after Maria. Pierrette Hidalgo's second-grade classroom is decorated with drawings of Spider-Man. The room's door shows him climbing through a city at night. Inside, 15 students sit in little groups learning about important historical sites in Puerto Rico. But there's a sign in the classroom that underscores how tense things are right now. It reads, "Education is not for sale." The whole situation feels raw, like no one trusts each other. And up front, on the whiteboard, it says, "Julia Kelleher wants to close my school." Kelleher is the Secretary of Education. She worked as a consultant to Puerto Rico schools for about a decade, but only started in this job last year. She says the closure plan could save $150 million. She's both ambitious and the target of a lot of anger. In protests like the one at JFK, people chant, "Julia, go home." I asked Kelleher why she thinks things have gotten so nasty.
I don't know. I mean, it's difficult. People are being confronted with a reality that has been hidden for the last 10 to 15 years. The debt crisis and $73 billion didn't just pop up, right? So someone coming in to do the things and being honest and transparent about the why and making those tough decisions doesn't make it hurt any less.
And then, of course, in the middle of all of this are the kids. Many went through the storm or lost homes. JFK's social worker, Maria Dolores Torres, says they're already traumatized. She says she lost her voice because of the stress.
And the entire government isn't visualizing the specific experience of the children, the need of the children. A loss, another loss. These are a lot of losses at one time. They're mourning, and the kids need to recover. I mean, our kids lost everything. What else can I say?
I'm Lizzie O'Leary for Marketplace.